Marissa Milton. Hours after taking over as the acting chief of the Pentagon, Mark Esper is heading to Brussels to reassure NATO allies after yet another big Trump administration change. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the Pentagon. We have some technical difficulties going on, so we'll move along. Earlier Tuesday, Iran's President Hassan Rouhani dismissed the new U.S. economic sanctions on Iran, saying the president is mentally disabled. In a speech, he also said sanctions on the nation's top religious official will do no good because Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has no foreign assets. He also remarked with derision on the Trump administration's threatening sanctions on the foreign minister, Javad Zarif, while asking for negotiations. And a spokesman for Iran's foreign minister said sanctions on Khamenei and the foreign minister would mean the permanent closure of the path to democracy. Pardon me, the permanent closure of the path of diplomacy. Trump told reporters Tuesday he believes his message is being taken seriously. Last week, President Trump threatened military force on Iran, but changed his tactic at the last minute, opting instead for economic sanctions. The measures are meant as retaliation for Iran shooting down an unmanned U.S. drone that Iran says was in its airspace. The United States says the drone was in international territory. You're listening to VOA News. President Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping are scheduled to meet later this week at the Group of 20 summit in Osaka, Japan. It will be their first face-to-face meeting since trade talks broke off in May. A senior U.S. official said on Monday the meeting will provide Trump the chance to get China's position on the escalating trade war. Prosecutors in Georgia have charged an opposition lawmaker with organizing mass violence outside the parliament building in Tbilisi, where anti-government protests are in their sixth day. The lawmaker faces up to 9 years in prison if he's convicted, but that's assuming parliament agrees to strip him of his immunity from prosecution. Protesters have been demanding that the interior minister resign for ordering police to use force against demonstrators last week. The demonstrators tried to storm the parliament building last Thursday after a Russian-speaking lawmaker from Moscow addressed Georgian legislators. The two countries, Russia and Georgia, fought a territory war in 2008. The Trump administration's acting head of Customs and Border Protection is resigning. John Sanders has announced he will leave his post on July the 5th. The agency has confirmed his resignation. His departure comes during widespread outcry over the treatment of detained migrant children. Attorneys say 250 children were detained for weeks in unsanitary conditions at a packed Border Patrol station in Clint, Texas. Since the news emerged recently, the majority of the children have been moved to other shelters. Lawyers say the children were in a facility in Clint, Texas. White House senior advisor Jared Kushner said Tuesday Palestinians must approve an economic pathway forward to achieve peace. Kushner spoke Tuesday at an economic workshop in Bahrain. He added that Palestinians cannot achieve prosperity without a fair political solution. Kushner, the son-in-law of U.S. President Donald Trump and the initiator of the conference, introduced a plan offering $27 billion in aid to the Palestinians, most of which will be financed by wealthy Arab states. The Palestinian Authority is boycotting the workshop. Israel is not attending either. The conference is meant to focus on Palestinian refugees, Jewish settlements, and the status of Jerusalem. The Trump administration believes economic prosperity will benefit the entire region and curb extremism. But Palestinians say they cannot be bought and that their homeland is not for sale. And Stephanie Grisham, chief spokesperson for the U.S. First Lady, has now become the White House press secretary, taking over for the departing Sarah Sanders. Marissa Milton, VOA News.